the 2018 Dischem Brain of 702, brought to you by Dischem Pharmacists to Care. A winning mind in a healthy body.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
And of course, good morning to you, Adam.
Good morning, Mangani.
Good morning. So the first story you want to deal with this morning is people trapped inside this collapsed building.
Yeah, after the earthquake in Taiwan, we know that a number of people are still missing and some may well be trapped in that building. There are a few buildings that have shifted, but there's one in particular that's been widely photographed. It's leaning at such a precarious angle and the bottom floors are pancaked in as well. Ugh. And we know that 20 people have been pulled out of that building already. It's basically a 10-story hotel. And a couple of hundred people have been injured round and about, but there may well be people in there. Again, after such a thing as an earthquake, it's such chaos that people have spent the night sleeping in parks and schools and gymnasiums, and nobody quite knows, you know, if they've lost a relative, they might just have spent the night a couple of miles away somewhere. And so piecing it all together is the really important thing in Taiwan today, but in particular in this port city of Hualien, where there are still aftershocks, still people being told don't go home and also don't go to work, and therefore they've got some patching up to do.
And of course, the Winter Olympics hit by a bug.
Yes, and we know all about that because the World Athletics Championships in London got hit by the same thing, the dreaded norovirus, last summer, when it was summer here anyway. But at the Winter Olympics, I don't know, there's something very uncomfortable about a vomiting bug on clear snow and ice. I don't know, just somewhere, I imagine it's harder to clean up somehow. But yeah, we know that dozens of private security guards have already gone down with the norovirus, and that as a result, 1,200 guards have been removed from the Winter Olympics. Bear in mind, they start in 2 days' time in Pyeongchang in South Korea. 1,200 security guards pulled out, 900 soldiers put in their place, because obviously security is still a really important thing. And hand sanitizer has now been distributed, at which point you think, well, couldn't they have done that anyway? Isn't that sort of just a basic
thing?
Should
have been standard, yeah.
Sometimes, once the horse is bolted, the stable door is quite easy to shut, and that's what they're trying to do now. But norovirus is really catchy, and so they'll hope it doesn't strike the athletes as well.
Now, a pardon for suffragettes. I mean, what's the point of these posthumous pardons? Is there a point to all of that?
That's a good question. I'm not sure there is, really. Is there a lot of point to it? I suppose there's a principle involved. There are living descendants. And we know that in some cases, you know, the apologies have been demanded for atrocities committed in the Second World War. We know that there are others who want to apologies made for the British Empire going back a bit. But yeah, I suppose 100 years since women won the right to vote in the UK, or to be exact, women over the age of 30 and of property, so therefore not the working classes, were given the right to vote. Certainly, there are some saying the suffragettes, who famously caused all sorts of problems at the time, they tied themselves to railings, threw themselves under horses, got arrested for arson and other acts of violence and so forth. And perhaps 100 years later, given that they were protesting for the right thing, perhaps they should now be pardoned. But as you say, posthumous pardons, because not one of them is alive. The Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, says, well, it's complicated, and I think she's right. But there again, it would be a gesture in the right direction, wouldn't it? Maybe that's the thing. It's a gesture showing that 100 years later we can say maybe some went about it in a slightly too dramatic way, but nonetheless they were going about something that was rotten and still is important, because let's be honest, it's still not an equal world, is it?
Well, at least there's some poetic justice in the fact that she is the one making that call. Thanks, Adam. And of course, every day on the World View with Emirates, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Themba Ngabinde, who tweeted, which flag will North and South Korea use at the Winter Olympics, seeing they're a joint team? Hashtag Emirates World View. And to get the answer, we spoke to Aidan Foster-Carter, who's an honorary senior research fellow in sociology and modern Korea at Leeds University.
This Friday, February the 9th, the 23rd Olympic Games open in Pyeongchang, South Korea. At the opening ceremony, North and South Korean athletes will march together. That raises the question, what flag will they use? The same arises for the joint Korean women's ice hockey team. In the other events, the two Koreas are each competing as separate states. Fortunately, what could be a tricky issue has an easy answer, because they've done it before. Way back in 1991, North and South Korea fielded unified teams in table tennis and soccer, just once, and they agreed a joint flag. It shows a unified Korean peninsula in blue on a white background. The same flag was used when they marched together at the Sydney Olympics in 2000 and 8 subsequent sporting events. On a unity flag, if little else, the two Koreas agree, if only other problems like North Korea's missiles and nukes could be so easily resolved.
All right, congratulations to Tembang Gabinde for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 rand courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Have I gone over my time?
No, ma'am, but we can hear you from the cockpit.
Experience a shower spa so refreshing, you'll think you're at home. Only on the Emirates A380 First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.